The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Hohenbrink of the Kalmar Courier. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
We got the email today. You're scheduled to speak to the Heritage Foundation on the subject of congressional oversight. What's entailed here?
Yeah. Well, the constitutional checks and balances principle that you learned in high school or college, or both. Congress passes laws, but once we pass laws, we have a constitutional responsibility to make sure that the executive branch, whether it's Republican or Democrat, carry them out. And in other words, the way Congress intended. And so it's a job of every member of Congress to make sure that happens. And I guess the reason I'm giving the speech is pretty elementary. I don't want to, it's no big policy commitments on my part. It's just emphasizing the role of congressional oversight, because government in the executive branch has gotten so big that we have more citizenry being affected by rules and regulations under a law Congress passes, but so general that you kind of end up having what you call the administrative state. And so as time goes on, it's even more important for Congress to do its oversight to make sure that policy is followed the way it was intended to follow. And so this speech is just to bring attention to congressional oversight, and it's part of what I have going on this summer of speeches on the floor of the United States Senate, press conferences, radio shows, and this speech at the Heritage Foundation, and what all I don't know I'm going to do, because I believe in oversight. I spend a lot of time on oversight. I think I have a good reputation on oversight.
Your thoughts, Senator, on the Farm Bill?
Well, start with the elementary stuff. I think a Farm Bill is legitimate. A lot of conservatives would disagree with me, but the reason I say it's legitimate is because farmers tend to be at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to, you know, paying for input, what people charge, and taking the price that the market demands when you sell. And so you don't have a lot of control over a lot of things. Most often we think of only natural disasters, but there's a lot of other things as well. And this is a safety net. It's not meant to guarantee farmers a profit, but it is meant to help people, family farmers, over tough situations when they otherwise might go out of business, based on the proposition that the production of food is so important to a peaceful society, so you don't have food riots, et cetera. Also, though, it's kind of coupled in the last 40 or 50 years with the proposition that we should fight hunger, so food stamps are a part of it. And I would say that my major goal is to make sure that with an amendment I have up, hopefully tomorrow, that I'll be able to keep only real farmers from participating in the farm program, and that the farmers that participate have a cap on the total amount of money that they can receive.
Okay. Senator, what impact will the VA Mission Act have?
The what act?
The
recent bill that the president signed. Yes. Oh, I'll tell you, we've been fighting to bring some justice for veterans at the VA that's been so screwed up for a lot of things. One is that people have had to wait too long. So one of the main things it does is it allows people, not just willy-nilly, but under some circumstances, but more liberal circumstances now than when we first went down this road 4 years ago, to go to a doctor in your community if you can't get in to get the services on a timely basis at the at any veterans facility. In addition, it allows the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to fire bad employees easier. It's going to put more money into the VA, and it's going to treat for this first thing I described, going to doctors outside of the VA. It's going to expand that from its original intent of just doing it since 9/11, so that's 18 years ago. It'll cover any veteran now.
Thank you, Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.